Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, rampaging run from midfield.
Messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo, di testo, tiro,
good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host Reggie. Tonight we got Joe on the phone. We haven't done a show for a long time, so we got a lot of things to discuss. Probably won't remember all the things that we've missed, but we're definitely going to be talking about Europa League, Champions League, and some of the narrative around those games. So guys, stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. You can subscribe to download all our episodes. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Podcasts, we're on Audible, we're on every platform you use to download podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter, the @ Football Weekly Pod, all one word. You can also subscribe and follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. So guys, let's get into this. Without any further ado, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
This is Ronaldo, and that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Where it was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva and then pirouettes away from him.
This is Philip Prostrand, head coach of the Ryerson men's soccer team. You're listening to Joe and Reggie on Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, it feels so good to be back in the saddle again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, people were worried. Where are you? What's going on? I appreciate the love, but we're back. We're back.
Yeah, we weren't going anywhere. Believe me, we weren't going anywhere. Oh, we haven't morphed into a different podcast. Don't worry about it. We're still here.
Didn't go anywhere.
didn't go anywhere. Funny thing, Joe. I mentioned this weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and it's actually happening right now as we speak. Like, it's a joke, Joe. It's a joke.
What channel are you on?
Oh, I'm watching it on my satellite dish. I had to get a feed from the Dominican Republic in order to watch it, Joe. It's ridiculous.
Reggie is talking about the current CONCACAF under-23 or Olympic qualifying tournament. I believe it is taking place in Mexico. And yes, Reggie's always talking about, and rightfully so, how these games should be on national or some type of TV television outlet here in Canada. And not just me watching it on my laptop, which I had to renew some semblance of a one soccer subscription.
But Joe, Olympics aren't that big of a deal, are they? Nah, who cares, right?
You know, hey, well, it's a score update. 2-0 Canada in the 41st minute here. El Salvador is queuing up a free kick. 2-0. Canada, or should I say Canada 2, El Salvador 0, or should I say Tejan Buchanan 2?
Oh.
And Canada 2, two brilliant goals, two good goals by Tejan Buchanan.
The two best goals.
Really good fame.
Two best goals you'll never see, Joe.
Yeah, Tejan with two goals. Of course, Syracuse alum, Sigma alum, and also, of course, currently of the New England Revolution. So good for Tejan Buchanan, good for Canada. They are currently up 2-0. So, but yes, we should be seeing this. This should be on one of our major sports networks in Canada, but it's not.
100% it should be. We'll keep banging that drum until something happens. But I don't understand. I want to do a test. If you're near a TV, what is Sportsnet showing right now? TSN, CBC. What are they showing right now?
What are they showing? Are they showing some darts? Curling on?
Darts, best of last year's baseball catches. What are they showing right now?
Yeah, showing. Like, I'm not sure. Like a sports center, usually, you know, sports stuff, like sports reporting shows. But wouldn't it be better just to watch and maybe broadcast some sports? Anyway, it's a shame. We talk about it's an opportunity loss because, you know, these are young guys, of course, and young players playing their trade, trying to get to the Olympic Games, like you said, Reggie. And, you know, how about like the young kids that are like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, you know, could be watching this.
Right.
You know, so opportunity lost for sure. Of course, we cheer on, you know, the boys and the RU23 group, which looking like they're off to a good start. I'm watching as we are doing the show, but I'm with you, Reg. This is, again, missed opportunity.
100%. So, Joe, the last time we spoke, we were talking about Portugal, talking about the national team, talking about the players that have come out of Portugal that are just going to be fantastic in the upcoming Euros. We spoke about some coaches. Now we have to speak about the Portuguese coach that everybody knows. He was called a dinosaur last week as Arsenal slapped them in the North London Derby. Is it time for Mourinho to move along? He had Tottenham humming to the point where in the beginning of the show, when we had our friend Liverpool, Logan on, and yourself, we're putting Tottenham top four, top three.
I had them top four.
It's just,
I had them, I had them top four.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can go with, if you look at what Jose has not been able to accomplish with Tottenham, and we'll get to them crashing out of Europa League too. And, you know, what a performance of heart and desire by Dinamo Zagreb. But you can say that, yeah, it's gone sour for Jose. And I guess it's a tale of two of the many London clubs, whereas Jose has struggled mightily with Tottenham. It's in conjunction with, Thomas Tuchel really bringing Chelsea to new heights. So when you talk about like an old style way of an older approach compared to maybe a more, you know, modern approach for sure. I thought Jose was changing a bit. I don't think it was, in terms of his approach. But, yeah, the questions are going to be asked. You're going to say go, right? You're going to say it's time to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? If he's gonna keep the rot at Tottenham, stay as long as you like. But
that's your Gunner.
Yeah, of course. But
Gunner bias.
If I was a Tottenham fan, I wouldn't be too impressed with the performance that they put in against Arsenal and in the Europa League. How do you lose that tie, Joe?
That I didn't see the game. I saw the highlights.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, you know, wow, I just, it's puzzling, you know, I key injuries for Tottenham. I don't know if there's key injuries.
Son got hurt in the Arsenal game.
Okay. So that's me. That's so big.
That's one. Yeah. But you still have Lucas Moura. You still have Harry Kane. You still have, everyone's talking about how great Bale is. You still have him. Right. But I mean,
I don't know who everyone's talking about how great he is. I think for me, I think that's been one of the, even though he's gotten a bit more time, it's been a little bit of a disappointment. And I think, you know, although he has been good lately, barring the last two games, but I think Jose gets a lot of flack for this. And hey, you set yourself up for that when you are Jose Mourinho, but I'm going to speak selfishly here. I don't want him to go. I would like to see him go at it again next year with them, with Tottenham.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah, for different reasons. But I would like to see them go. I think continuity is just something that's gone out the window in football. We've said this before, you know, and I've been guilty of too, saying, oh, maybe it's time for Ole to go. And no, look, you know, a little bit of continuity. Look what he's done.
Yeah, but you know? Ole's taken it from Man United being terrible and then turning it around and moving him up the table, where Jose's done the opposite. Started off like gangbusters and now falling like a stone, right?
He was pretty clear on what he thought of his players' performance in terms of, like, you know, questioning their heart, you know, their desire, their, you know, and all that stuff. So there's stuff happening there. You know, he says, I play every game to win, you know, and so on, and, you know, questioning some things. I mean, I don't know. Is this a direct shot at Dele Alli? I don't know. I mean, maybe a lot of them.
Again, the act is starting. I think we're starting to see the beginning of the act wearing thin. The Tortorella effect, I guess we want to call it. But he's been there for, what, two seasons now? And it's already – only stays places 2 years, doesn't he? Two or 3 years, and then he's gone. So, I mean, he's got
I don't know if we can effectively have this conversation with you, Reggie.
Why?
I don't think you are, a guy that you can have a
sure you can.
Tottenham Hotspur conversation with.
Sure you can. Oh, am I saying something? Am I saying something that's not right, though? Like,
you're not. No, I'm kidding. I think, unfortunately, again, are we going to fire him? I know, like, you'd like to see him on. We know that. Should they get rid of him? I don't know. I'm not sure. Like,
it's the age old question. You get rid of him, who you bring in? Like, who's out there to bring in? I don't think anybody.
Yeah, that's a very, very valid point, Reggie. It's to get rid of him. who you're bringing in, you know, Chelsea had a great opportunity to bring in Tuchel. Slam dunk. For sure. You bring him in. You're telling me that, you know, the Tottenham brass, if they had a chance to get Tuchel, they wouldn't do it.
Of course.
You know, for sure. That's out the window. Great point. Who's available? Who's available? Like, there's not, like, you know, Max Allegri. He's not going to, you know, he's not familiar with the English game. You know, you're Tottenham. You need certainties. You need certainties.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not an Allegri that hasn't coached in a long time, and the first job you take is Tottenham. That's not what you do. Right?
No, and he's not doing that either, right? Right. I bet one guy who's sitting a little bit prettier is Pochettino, saying, "Okay, you sacked me, but you know, what do you got there?" So I think he stays, Reggie, only because
there's nobody else out there.
There's nobody else, and I think if it's based on what we've done, yeah. But you know, you're Tottenham. You're like, you're looking for. You brought in Jose Mourinho to take you to another level. You did.
Mm-hmm.
You did. You took Jose, you know, to take you to a different, you know, like I said, a different status, you know. And this is not going that way. And I think you, as much as it breaks your heart, Reggie, I don't think this year. Okay, but well, let's be realistic here. So how far are they away from fourth? Are they really any miles out? Okay. They're not miles out, but they're not in shooting distance.
Well, it's not even the fourth. It's the way that they've played. It's the way that they started the season, and even you guys were saying, "Oh yeah, fourth," and I was like watching their games, like, "Oh my god, these guys might actually be right." And it's just where they are now, and it's just like Liverpool, right? Like, who would have thought Arsenal's only 2 points behind them, and that Arsenal's in 10th.
Yeah.
So
Tottenham
is crazy.
Yeah, Tottenham is, Reggie, they are in eighth place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they are, well, they're 6 points away from the Champions League spots.
That's not too far. But again, you're in that point where, okay, this team has to lose, this team has to draw.
Yeah, they have to leapfrog a couple teams, yes.
At this point of the season, it gets too much to be feasible to do, so.
Someone who started off very well in either in Everton or Tottenham, or West Ham, are they going to stay in there? Like, one of them who have been a great story is going to drop out of there. Interesting. The race for those, you know, second to fifth, sixth place, it's going to be mighty interesting in the coming weeks.
Yeah, lots of money that teams need, and especially in the time of the pandemic, lots of money on the line there. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in the EPL. We touched a little bit upon Tottenham crashing out of Europa League. So let's start in Europa League before we go to Champions League and beyond.
Yeah.
What a week, eh? Some good draws coming up, actually. Arsenal. I know all you guys are waiting for my take on Arsenal.
You got a great draw.
You got a great draw. I think it was a great draw.
Yeah, great draw.
Team that beat Rangers handily. So, I mean, and they're champions of Scotland, if we'll take that for what it's worth. But, I mean, I think it's a great draw. For what we could have been drawn against, I think we did pretty well.
That's putting it mildly. I think you did fantastic. What, are you joking me? That's an amazing draw.
Hey, but I'm just trying to, you know, temper the expectations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you got that draw. Roma, Ajax. Oof, wow. Those two teams have really done very well in the Europa League. I've watched both of them, and they've done fantastic. Like, man. Roma is – I love their approach in Europa League. I've said it in the league, too, in Serie A. They play just a, you know, expansive, exciting brand of football. Yeah, they do lose games sometimes. Yeah, they do give up goals. They play proper. I love it. And Ajax, I mean, Ajax is Ajax. They always play proper. They don't care who they lose. You know, they're going to keep, you know, dialing it up and playing. That's them. That is their DNA.
That's an amazing point you make there. That team loses their best player every year, and they're still
every year.
They're still one of the top teams in whatever European competition they're in.
It's fantastic, and it goes to show you that don't lose who you are. Don't play to lose. Play. And again, you know, this is modern football needs that, and you know, good on Ajax. I mean, I'm telling you, Reggie, that's a matchup I'm really looking forward to watching. And, you know, I really like both those teams in the way that they play, you know. And yes, I'm an AC Milan fan who is, you know, looking at in the battle a really tight contested battle, in Serie A for fourth place, and Roma is one of those teams. But I tell you, I give them credit. See, Reggie, be neutral. No, but that's a tie I'm looking forward to. So Arsenal has Slavia,
Praha,
Ajax and Roma. Okay, and then we got United against
Granada.
Hey, Granada's been very good in this tournament. Very good, knocking out Napoli. Rarely good.
Once you get down to the quarters, you don't put anything up anybody. Past anybody, right?
No,
yeah,
anyone.
You're playing now. Now you're playing. They're just as good as you to get there. So you have to be. Yeah. You have to be ready to play.
And then we have
Dinamo
Villarreal.
Yeah.
Against Dinamo Zagreb, right? Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
So who's coaching Villarreal?
Unai Emery.
Listen, we talked about this before. You know, part of me would love to see.
Oh boy.
Unai Emery and his Villarreal team battle Arsenal. I think that would be fantastic for me, anyway, because, you know, I don't have a horse in this race. That would be a great matchup.
Yeah, you sit back.
I'd like to see a lot of
nice cafe latte beside you, sipping it, looking at your phone while you're watching a game.
Of course.
All nice and calm and cool.
Yeah. I'm done suffering like I did against Manchester United where, I will say I don't do this very often. So you might want to, don't fall off your chair, big man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah.
AC Milan was very good in those two legs.
Yes.
You know, I think they come out with their head held high. And I'm not one of these guys who says, they didn't get robbed. I'm not saying that.
That's amazing.
But, I would say that, you know what? They have nothing to be ashamed of. They played, and on paper, yes.
Is this Joe Colangelo?
Don't worry. There's lots of room for their criticism.
Oh,
it's
God.
Coming, too. But I'm proud of the fact that they played. They played football. It wasn't the greatest match, the second game, I admit, but over the two legs, I thought AC Milan showed well. I mean, remember, Manchester United does play at a high pace in the counterattacks. We know that. You know that's probably their strength, right, Reggie, in terms of how they score goals. Yep. You know, you watch the EPL closer than me. I still watch, but I mean not as closely as you. But you know, for AC Milan to, and again with a very depleted squad, I'm not making an excuse because that's what you get when you don't finish in the top echelon of your league every year. That you don't have that luxury to buy as many players. But then this year a little bit snake bitten with injury, so they go in and play United over two legs, and yes, they lost 1-0 in the second leg, but they showed well, created a bit of chances. You know, Ibra said it best, you have to score goals. When you don't take your chances, that'll happen. Ibra comes on off the bench, and Pogba comes off the bench, and Pogba, I would say easily more in his prime than Ibra, and he's been much maligned, but he still showed class, and he was. Owen Hargreaves said this too, and I believe it. I think Pogba was the best player in the pitch in the second half, even though it wasn't great because it wasn't a great second half of football that way. But Pogba, moment of brilliance. AC Milan could not clear their lines, and Pogba dispatches a goal. So United move on for sure. So, but again, kudos to AC Milan. Yes, I did say it. I thought that they showed well. You want to go through. You always want to play in every competition and go through. But
a lot of injuries on your side too, though, right?
Yeah, so, but it happens. It happens, but that's Stefano Pioli actually got in a little bit of trouble, Reg. It looks like when he was coming off the field, it looked like he was swearing at Ole Gunnar. He was swearing, and he did say something that we can't repeat here.
Okay.
But he was saying it to United's assistant coach or one of his assistants who had been giving them a hard time throughout the game and whatever. But Pioli has come out and said, listen, I shouldn't have said that. he shouldn't have, kind of called the guy, whatever. I apologize. It won't happen again. So, you know what? For me, Pioli, not the right thing to do, but he gets a bit of a pass because he's been really good in class. He was a little bit out of character. He was frustrated, but he did come out and apologize. But everyone thought it was about toward Gunner, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but it was not. But doesn't make it right. So, but anyway, I thought that was Pioli showing some fire and emotion. But yeah. So Reggie, okay. So you want to do predictions of the Europa League quarterfinals or?
Hey, who goes through? Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Okay, so we'll end with Arsenal. We know what you're going to say there. Okay, so we'll go. Villarreal against Dinamo Zagreb, the Canaries.
I have Unai Emery taking them through.
Okay.
He's don't forget, Unai Emery is the Europa League
master.
Whisperer, right?
So whisperer, yeah, sorry.
He's got he's got a lot of experience in winning it, not just being in it, but winning it. So, I mean, he did a great job at Sevilla.
Well, you can count on Unai Emery.
Oh, that's terrible, Joe. That's absolutely terrible.
Isn't that bad? That's so bad.
That's terrible.
That's not good. It's not good. It's not good. But no, it's just uncanny, isn't it? Sorry.
There was actually if somebody did a morphing of Unai Emery and Arsene Wenger together, and then you kind of get that image.
I miss Unai Emery. I'm saying I miss Unai Emery. Okay. I love the post game commentary. Anyway, I do. I'm not even joking. I love it. Anyway.
He only failed at Arsenal because he didn't speak the language. That's the only reason why he didn't do well.
We're kidding. I really like Unai Emery. Mm-hmm. I do. And I respect his body of work. And like failed at Arsenal, like you said, whatever. I don't know if it's him who failed.
No.
We know. We've talked about Arsenal enough. There's a lot of stuff that has led to that, you know. And a lot of teams sometimes, a lot of managers don't get the support. And I don't just mean support like, hey, pal, you're doing a good job. But the support financially, the support from the board, the support in other ways, and getting the proper players in. So it's not easy to go into a club and just turn things around like that. So
right.
Okay, so you got Villarreal going through. Okay, mm-hmm. And then what about Manchester United against Granada?
I think Granada surprises them.
Good call, Reggie.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing to lose kind of thing?
Well, again, playing well in the tournament.
Playing very well in the tournament.
To be honest, watching United, even in the EPL, especially in Europa, they don't look interested to me. But I mean, they're going to get surprised by a feisty, like punchy, Granada team. So I have Granada going through in that tie.
Okay, so Granada, Villarreal, so La Liga well represented. Mm-hmm. Then we have Roma, Ajax.
I have Ajax going through.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, I mean, either one.
Very, very, okay. Very, very quick up top. I don't know how well the Roma defense can deal with
the speed
of Ajax, especially on the wings. So speed kills, right? So I have Ajax going through.
And then, of course, Arsenal and I don't know, who are you playing?
Well, if they play anything like the second leg against Olympiacos, it might be a quick exit for those through Arsenal. But of course, I have Arsenal going through. But you never know what team you're going to get week to week. So you could get the team that played against Burnley, or you can get the team that played against Tottenham. Who knows? It's a toss.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go with Villarreal.
Yeah,
because of like I said, you can count on my boy and Unai.
Again, it's terrible, Joe. It's terrible.
No, it's bad. You know, sometimes you just think if you could keep going, maybe it'll grow on, maybe it'll grow on people. Maybe okay.
It's not growing. It's Benjamin
we'll count
Button.
That one
it's
out.
Going, it's going backwards, Joe. Let's go.
Okay, well, count me out. Oh, damn, I just can't stop. Oh, I'm on this ride, and I just can't. It's on a slippery slope. Okay, I'm going to stop. Okay, enough. Villarreal through.
Yes.
Then we got that. Okay. Then we got I'm picking Manchester United. You know why I'm picking Manchester United? Because they just find a way. They just find a way. Yeah. You know, an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I'm watching Pioli just giving instruction. Whoa, Teo screaming at the guys, Teo Hernandez, whatever. Oh, and then I'm just looking at Ole going, looking in the stands and he's sitting down and he's always might say a couple things to his assistant. I'm like, they're just going to find a way. So I'm going, and they have quality. They have depth. And you know what? I think that United goes through. I just think they're going to find a way. They're not going to play brilliant. But like you said, Reggie, United has not been playing brilliant. But they have quality. And I think they're going to go through. Okay. And so that's – what do I got? Like a Villarreal, United.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have – well, Arsenal will go through. Arsenal goes through. I told you this.
Okay.
All kidding aside, I thought if Arsenal got to this point, I think they can go all the way to the final. I think that obviously they have to put their eggs in this basket, to have a chance of European football. I mean, well, listen, the league's not over. They can still do some stuff. But I think Arsenal goes through there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pick with my heart here, but this is the hardest one for me.
It's Roma, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Roma. I'm going to pick Roma.
Okay.
But I would totally not be surprised if Ajax win. And again, this is the one I'm looking forward to the most, not because it's an Italian team and I follow Serie A.
Well, that's the best tie. Like you said, the best tie, right? So
it is. It is. And you're talking about, I've given this gentleman tactician a lot of credit, and I've watched this team a lot, and I just love the way this Roma team approaches the game of football. I love it. It's a modern style of football. It's attacking. It's positive. You did mention the quickness up top. That's a really good point, Reggie. And it will cause them trouble, especially if they can't recover Chris Smalling. I think Chris Smalling has quietly become an important part of Roma. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd get some games you would get some action in the two legs. They got to recover Jordan Veretout, who's been fantastic for them.
Yep.
You know, very good. Pellegrini. And this kid keeps scoring in Europa League. Baia Morial has been Mayoral has been fantastic for them in Europa League. I think he's the leading scorer in Europa League. You know, so this Roma team, I really think they can, if they win this, they can be easily one of the teams that could win. But again, like you said, you're at this point, anybody can. So can we move on from Europa League now?
Yeah. So that's our predictions for the upcoming ties in the Europa League that start April 8th. Not that far away, actually, but
not at all.
We'll move on to the tournament that everybody loves. My favorite tournament, even in front of Euros and World Cups, I love the Champions League. It's my favorite tournament.
Used to be for me.
Well, yeah, I know, because you had so much success, but
yeah, those are the days. But anyway, you're right.
There are some games in this tie that are so juicy and mouthwatering. It's unbelievable. Let's start in Paris.
Can we start? Yeah, I agree, Reggie. Let's do that. Because PSG, Bayern Munich. Let that sink in for a quarterfinal match.
That's crazy.
And you know what? The only good thing about this, because it should be, we both believe, somewhat of a final or at least a semifinal, at least we get to see two legs of this.
Exactly.
You know, right? Instead of just the final, which it would be one. Listen, this group of quarterfinal matchups might be the best in a long time. Is that accurate, Reggie?
Oh, that's an understatement.
Unbelievable. PSG, Bayern de Monaco, Reg.
That's
Bayern de Monaco.
Okay. Yeah. That's very, that might be a sick day. Both weeks might be a sick day.
Careful.
I know.
But you just start with a banger. That is what a match. So we want to tell everybody the matchups, then we'll do our predictions, Rich?
Yeah, we'll tell the matchups. So we have PSG Bayern, April 13th. These games start, by the way. The second group of games goes on the 14th. But PSG Bayern on the 13th and Chelsea Porto,
another underrated. What a matchup that is, too.
That's going to be a tactician masterpiece right there. You got two very technical coaches going at it. You have one team that plays.
Reggie.
Yeah, exactly. You have one team that plays very nice football with amount of heart, and you have another team that plays nice football as well. As far as the grit goes, I would give that to the Porto team. I think if it comes down to the tactics and the technical ability of the players cancel each other out, I think it comes down to the grit. And I think, well, that's my prediction. I'll just say Porto is going through. So I think Porto takes that. Takes that tie. I think if it comes down to any intangible in the game, if it comes down to grit, I think Porto will take it.
Wow. So, Reggie, you're giving us a prediction there. I want to give Porto credit here. You talked about the two managers. Everybody knows about Tuchel.
Yeah.
I believe I said this before, maybe in our conversations. I don't know if I said it on the show.
Yeah, you did. Last week.
Sergio Conceição is a really good manager. There you go. I'm saying it. Sergio Conceição is a fantastic manager. This team does not only play, like you said, with grit and, you know, the emotion and the drive and passion you need. They are a good football team, mm-hmm. and they play positive football. They're like, to me, this is a team like a chameleon. Like, they can play whatever style you want, but more often than not, play on the front foot. Talk about them. They knocked out Juventus. Like, they knocked out Juve mm-hmm. in two legs. And the game that they had 10 men in, they played, Reggie. They went for it.
Yep.
They didn't sit back.
And that game went to extra time, too. So 120 minutes. And towards the end of the game, they were still going for it.
It was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
So we're going to give time, to Reggie, right, to like that and what happened there. We'll go through our matchups first, I think, right? But that was, to me, that is a deserving team. And I think, you know, today in football, as fans, as lovers of the game, we got to give credit to teams when it's due. Not just the teams that, you know, you look at it on paper and say, oh, this is going to happen here and there. So Porto, hats off. Maybe I'm just getting older, Reggie, but I'm starting to like really appreciate different levels of coaches, of players. So
right. Yeah,
Porto, Chelsea, massive matchup.
Right.
Then Reg,
we have Dortmund, Man City, and we talked about a little bit about this,
gosh. And
I mentioned it might be Haaland's tryout for Man City next year. Who knows? But
this game, I think will be played at what a level of game. Like I'm thinking of the next game, by the way, the next matchup we're going to say, which is these all blow my mind. Wow,
yeah,
like listen, Haaland, Dortmund. I've told you a million times, I love watching Dortmund. I just. You talk about playing proper and playing a certain style and high octane and, you know, European style football. That's them. I mean, I can watch them all the time. I really enjoy watching them. Haaland is the one that gets the love and he deserves it. But some of the players and the ability they have, like Sancho, Bellingham, you know, these guys, Marco Royce still there. I'm going to miss so many guys. They're just a quality
Julian
team.
Brandt's
Gio Reyna,
there, yeah.
Brandt, Delaney does not get enough credit, that footballer, you know. So I'm really looking forward to this one, Reggie. Really looking forward to City and Borussia Dortmund.
That might be a test for Pep. So, I mean.
Oh, I don't think it's a cinch. Yeah. I don't think this is a cinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next game that we have. Not bad again. We got Real Madrid, Liverpool. Yeah.
Champions League final a few years ago, a couple years ago. Yeah. Rematch. Incredible matchup in the quarterfinal between these two teams. Obviously, Liverpool are going to put a ton into this, right? Because, like you said, you know, their struggles have been well documented, and they're going to go and they're going to play against Real Madrid. Reggie, can I mention this now? Real Madrid,
sure.
Just like I hope no one forgot about us, we're still here. Mm-hmm. How can anybody forget about Toni Kroos and Luka Modric?
It's not a bad midfield.
Did we forget that, right? This was without Casemiro, by the way, in this game. But can we just still give them credit? Like, I love watching those two play the game of football. Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic.
Toni Kroos is really good.
They're just good, you know. And, you know, a couple of years ago, they said, I don't know. I don't understand. Well, Luka Modric has dropped a little bit. And Toni Kroos, I'm like, stop. They were fantastic.
I'll take both of them.
Both. They were out of this planet in this match. And I, again, for me, the quality. And you know what? When Real Madrid gets to the knockout stage, that's when stuff starts. And you know what? To be honest, what did Toni Kroos say? When the knockout games start, Real Madrid shows up.
Right.
And he's right. Like this is, you know, a massive club with quality everywhere. Listen. Kudos to Atalanta in this thing. Atalanta was fantastic. Again, go down, you go down swinging, right, Reggie?
Exactly.
And Atalanta, they're like, you know, I've been so happy to watch them. I know we've talked about them a lot, Reggie, and how they play. They did a fantastic job. And for me, you know, you go out like that against Real Madrid in a really, you know, I say tricky first leg that, you know, maybe didn't go the way with calls and stuff, you know, really hard done by way of that red card. But, you know, again, talking about going out with your head held high, good for them. And Gasperini makes no qualms about it. They came out of a group with Liverpool and they played it with Real Madrid and they gave it a go. So right. Good on them. But yeah, Real Madrid that's what they are. It's when it's time, they're there. Real Madrid is Champions League football. Done. No one could say anything about that. And, you know, it was just nice to see Toni Kroos and Modric do their thing. And again, oh, yeah, that guy, just, you know, we forget about him too. Kareem Benzema, just scoring goals.
Not bad. And I mentioned, well, what are they gonna do with Benzema when Haaland or Harry Kane show up next season?
Ooh. Wow. I think Haaland's gonna go to the EPL, Reggie, but you're right. I mean, Real Madrid will have a lot to say about that. You never know. And he wants to win. This kid has a passion to win. You can see, you know, when he's playing against Bayern and it doesn't go his way, you know, and he said it in interviews. You've seen it. We've all seen it. You know, it's like, yeah, great. I scored 2 goals, but we lost. Or, you know, we're still not the champion. We're still not where we want to be. He has a desire to want to win and be better. You could tell that. So,
do you think
predictions then, Reg?
Do you think he has a better chance of winning in the EPL than he does in Spain with Real Madrid? You think he has a better chance of winning with City?
Yes, you go to Real Madrid, you got a better chance than anything. You're right. I mean, Real Madrid. You know, what's funny is Real Madrid. let's be fair. Real Madrid loves La Liga, but they have a special relationship with the Champions League, do they not?
Yeah, for sure.
Like they what are they, 13, 14, whatever they are. Like, yeah. Reggie, this, let's not forget this. I mean, Real Madrid, they live for the Champions League.
Well, maybe if they strike out on Haaland, they can get Ronaldo, because I think he's it seems like he's worn out his welcome in Juve, if you listen to
no
Juve fans, but
I think we'll talk about that, but hopefully they've come back to earth. He is out of this world. He's a champion. He's, you know, that was so unfair, you know, with that criticism there. Well, I get, like, you know, Reggie, we'll touch upon that in a bit. We'll wrap up that thing, even with the Porto Juve, if you don't mind. But, like, yeah, he's, to me, I think you're insane if you want him to live in your Serie A fan. That's right, and I'm saying it. You know, and you want him to leave. Well, what do you mean? How can you say that? Don't you want your team to win? Yeah, listen, guys. You have the best player in the world, and, you know, 1-1A or whatever you want to call it, him and Messi, if they have a chance to play in your league and you're a fan of that league, you want them there. I don't want to see Ronaldo go. I want to see him stay. Right. So I've said that. What do we got, Reg? You got predictions? What do you got, man? What do you got? What do you
tough,
think?
Man.
Let's go. You hit it with a home run. Let's go. PSG, Bayern Munich.
I until someone knocks them off, man, I got to go with Bayern Munich. Until someone proves to me that they can beat them, especially over 2 legs. I don't know, Joe. I still give it to Bayern Munich.
Okay. Then you got, let's go with City Dortmund.
See, this is much harder than the Europa League. I think City will come out of that.
But not easy, right? You said
not definitely,
easily.
Definitely not easy.
Yeah, not
but
easy,
I think they just have. I don't. Oh, man, that's a tough one, Joe. I mean, like, that's.
It really is. It's not easy. Haaland could make the difference.
He could
make the difference. When you look at it,
go ahead.
Striker versus striker. Yeah. This is not a striker team right now in City.
Well, yeah, I'll keep it. I'll keep it with City. I think they'll find a way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So then we got, let's go, Porto, Chelsea. You've already told us Porto's going to go through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liverpool, Real Madrid.
Liverpool.
Just on the way that Liverpool is playing right now, I gotta give it to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
I know they won their last game. I forget who they played, Brighton or something like that. I know they won their last game, Liverpool, but just the bad run of form that they've been on in the last 2 months, I can't see them beating Real Madrid twice, so. I'm going to give that to Real Madrid.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough. PSG Bayern, I'm with you. Listen, this 2 legs.
Not a chance.
I'm going Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
I think it's Bayern Munich. I think if you're PSG, you're going, really? Like, you know, I think of them being like, hey, like, have they gotten a tough draw in this? Wow. Okay. You know, like, you know, yes, they handled and took care of Barcelona. No doubt. But they still had to go and beat them and do the business, and they did.
A weaker Barcelona, right? We have to say, though, too, right? An uninterested,
sure, it's still Barcelona.
An uninterested Messi and a weaker Barcelona, I would think. Right?
Well, I don't know. He looked pretty interested in the second leg. I'm going to say this. I told you on the phone earlier. I said, yes, full value PSG wins, and they're full value. But what a match of football that second leg was. And just in terms of, Reggie, the quality of football, the quality of play, in that second leg between PSG and Bayern Munich, and a fantastic goal by Lionel Messi, had a penalty saved as well in that game as well, I believe, right, Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what a game of football. Like, great match, right? So, but yes, you know, so, okay, yeah, we're going Bayern Munich there.
Okay.
And then what do I got, Reg? What's mine?
Chelsea Portal.
You know, I can see this going Portal. I can really go. I can really see it.
I'm telling you.
I can see it, but I'm going to pick Chelsea.
Oh, Joe, you're killing me.
No, they're playing at a certain clip, but I would not be surprised if that, you know, gets Portal. But I just have this feeling that it's going to be Chelsea. I think Tuchel has them playing a certain way. I think, you know, it's amazing. If I would have told you 2 months ago that, you know, Chelsea is going to go in a Champions League match and Ziyech, Timo Werner, and Kai Havertz are going to play, and they're going to play well, you would have told me I was nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think of the solutions that they have. You know, listen, Karim was on our show, Karim Sacco, and, you know, we've said it before, but, you know, they went and spent money. Chelsea went and spent money. They got players.
Right.
You know, like what was – I saw the thing the other day, you know, selling Eden Hazard for 100 whatever million, and then they picked up with that money Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, and Ziyech. Like, hey, that's when you look at it now, it's a good bit of business. 2 months ago, probably not, right, Reg? People were hammering them.
Yeah, I mean,
Ziyech, but you got solutions.
Ziyech wasn't playing, Werner wasn't scoring, Kai Havertz wasn't playing, and you spent all this money and they're sitting on their bench, and you know.
He's. I'm going Chelsea there, but I could totally see Porto. But I'm going to stand by it. Chelsea. Then we got me, City and Dortmund. Oof, the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I'm going to go City as well. I'm going to go City as well. But I don't think this is going to be easy. And I think Pep really didn't want to see Holland, but rather than seeing Bayern Munich, I haven't seen PSG, so I'm going to go City in this one.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have
Real and Liverpool.
Just based on form, you think it's going to be Real Madrid?
Got to be.
I just don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I'll tell you. I know, and I'll tell you, it's Real Madrid, okay?
It's Real Madrid. Madrid, you think, is going to go by.
I do.
I'm going to say Liverpool.
Just to be different?
I'm going to say Liverpool. No, I have this feeling.
Oh, my God.
That Liverpool.
Over two legs, Joe?
Over two legs will beat. But I'll tell you why. I saw some chinks in the armor in the back. And I think Liverpool will be up for this. I think Liverpool takes out Real Madrid. You know what this means now. Now they're going to be 8-1 on aggregate for Real. I've been off that, right? I think I've only made one good prediction this year. It was AC Milan getting thumped by Inter
in
the second derby. But no, yeah, there you go. So I'm going to go Liverpool. I'm going to say Liverpool beats Real Madrid.
Okay. Well, yeah. Can't wait for these games.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is like I always say in major tournaments, the quarterfinal stage is my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's this year for sure, especially in Champions League. Reggie, I'm watching Canada here. It's still 2-0.
Okay.
Still 2-0 in the 66th minute. But I do believe that the hot weather has taken its toll a bit. Canada slowed a bit, but it's still 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
2-0 as we are watching this. As I'm watching this, as Reggie's trying to still find it on TV.
On your tablet, right. Yes, I got it.
Yeah. And you're trying to find it on TV.
Yeah, 75-inch TV. I got to watch it on my phone. Fantastic.
Well, let's just wrap up this. Can we just turn the chapter on this? We said Portal. Yeah, we said Portal deserves a lot of credit. 10 men still going.
Yeah.
Can we stop with the Ronaldo out stuff and all Ronaldo's got to go and stuff? I'm going to say this. I am not a Juventus fan, right? I'm not a Juventus supporter. But, you know, I hope that I can look at things a little bit, a tiny bit, you know, with a realistic viewpoint, as we got a couple of Canadian players cramping up. How can you get rid of Ronaldo? And again, I'm glad that the Juve brass has come out and said, no, Ronaldo's not going anywhere. Okay, we want him to stay. I think Ronaldo is a winner. And when you have a player like that, you always start with 1-0 with that guy. He is an assurance. Did he have his best game in that knockout game? No, he didn't. But guess what? Guess what? Without Ronaldo, the team's not there. Without Ronaldo, they're not a lot of these places. I don't think it's fair, the amount of criticism he got from, oh, he jumped in the wall. Okay, he jumped in the wall. I get it. All right, they all turned their back. And Ronaldo jumped and turned his back. Chesney's got to do better there. He's got to get that. I don't care. You got a hand to it. You know, a grass cutter from that far out,
yeah.
Got to get it. So we'll close the chapter on this. We've said it before. Juventus is the standard in Italy, especially because of their roster and stuff like that. And this is a product for me of that, you know, winning 1-0 and winning a certain way, more pragmatic, being a certain way in Serie A and getting it done, it gives you a false sense of security when you go to Europe. Okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to play up-tempo and I keep saying this word today, modern, but like up-tempo football on the front foot. How about that for a better term? On the front foot. They can do this. And I think, you know, you stick with Pirlo, you just, you know, give him a chance. Man, we just fire managers at will in world football.
Yeah.
You know, give him a chance to bring in some quality players. He needs help. You, Reggie, you always say this. You kid around, but you don't. But it's part of it is true. You know, Messi was fantastic. Messi without Xavi, Iniesta, and so on is different.
Yeah.
These guys need players. They need help. Right, they need service.
And you see that now with the Barcelona now, right? With Messi,
you too.
You know, he doesn't have anybody around him to play with, and you can see he's just dejected every game, right? So,
mind you, Reggie, I really like watching Pedri play. What a good soccer player he is! Oh, he's fantastic. So that's an aside, but he's a really good player. But you know, yes. Bottom line is, these players need help. They need help, right? You know, you know, everyone says, oh, look, yeah, well, like Ronaldo, he had Toni Kroos and Modric at Real Madrid. Yes, he also scored hat-tricks in Champions League games. He also knocked out Juventus in games. He's shown up. Ronaldo shows up in games. Let's leave that alone. He has done enough, right? So let's put that to bed. Ronaldo, it's not been a disappointing signing for what he's done for them globally, brand-wise. And, hey, guys, I don't know, but he still scores goals. So I think that's that. I mean, just want to close the book on that. So Juve fans, I know a lot of them listen to us and so on. I think, you know, from afar, just like Reggie tells me about my team and him about his, it's not that bad. They're going to be fine. And the fact that they're competing every year said something. Yes. Would we like to see them play a different style? Of course. Play on the front foot. Play positive football. You know, we keep bringing up Atalanta, you know, both out at the same stage.
Yeah.
And again, let's give Porto credit. Juventus did not go out to a bad team. They went out to a very good Porto team.
Right.
So anyway, I'm done, Rich.
A Porto team that's going to make the semifinals.
So
Whoa.
Okay. Your predictions have been good this year, so I got to be careful.
Not bad. So guys, we're in discussions right now to be doing a special show, not in our studio. And Joe has a little bit more information about that.
Yeah, some great news. The Football Weekly Podcast, of course, we pride ourselves in, you know, bringing in some good people. You guys know we do our thing with FTF and First Touch Football. We've had Final Third on, great guys there too, great people as well. And we continue that with Soccer Max, a great GTA soccer store. You get your boots, you can get team apparel. Go see Max, right? That's what I was telling Reggie before. Soccer Max, okay, and we will be, hopefully, soon, we're setting up something that you guys will hopefully enjoy, right? We're going to be setting up an event, a fun event. Stay tuned, like Reggie said, maybe us going into the store, joining our friend Max from Soccer Max, and we'll be doing something fun. But yeah, Reggie, for sure, we're going to give you guys more updates about it, more information about it. But yeah, for sure. In the meantime, go check out Max. Go see your friend, our friend Max. Tell him, hey, you listen to us, and tell him you know us, and Max will take care of you guys. So go see Soccer Max and check it out.
Yeah, definitely. We'll try our best to put that together. It shouldn't, the logistics.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Don't look too difficult. So it's probably something that we can do. Most definitely. Wow, Joel, that's a long show.
Long show. Okay, matches to look forward to, Reg. What do we got? What do you got in the EPL? Is it? Oh, it's FA Cup.
Well, it's not FA Cup. Not for us.
But there's FA Cup. I guess the bigger match in the FA Cup would be Manchester City and Leicester City.
Is that a game? Once I'm out of the FA Cup, I'm done. So I don't know.
Oh man, you got it. You know what, Reggie?
No, I don't, Joe. Once I'm out, I'm done.
No, there's Premier League games tomorrow.
Yeah, there are tomorrow. I think Arsenal plays Sunday. I believe. I think they're playing West Ham.
Yeah, I guess West Ham.
Yeah. So Yeah, there's a
Villa
there's
Tottenham.
Games. Yeah, that's not a bad Sunday, not a bad Sunday at all. But like as far as FA Cup goes, the tournament's done for me. It's like NBA playoffs.
That's it.
If my team doesn't make the playoffs, I don't watch, so I'm done.
Well, it looks like City and Manchester United and Leicester City is the bigger match for that.
Okay.
That's
FA Cup, right?
Guys, Reggie wants no part of it. So, hey, yeah, Reggie wants no part of it.
Not watching it. Sorry, guys. No,
Reggie wants no part of it.
Not at all.
In Serie A, we got Roma Napoli, a massive matchup.
That's a great match.
And we have Inter and Sassuolo that's postponed because there's a run of COVID going on in Inter.
Oh,
a
really?
Lot of players testing positive. So Handanovic and some of De Vrij and other players and Vecino. So, this is
never going to go away, man.
You know, here we are again with games being postponed and so on. So, and of course, again, this is, like you said, we want to get this to a point where we can have fans in the stands and so on. So, I don't know, we hope for the best there. Milan Fiorentina, massive match. For me in particular, but you know, obviously Roma-Napoli is the bigger one, but that's it.
Yeah, man. So pretty good weekend full of football again. If you're into the FA Cup, you can watch that. If you're into Serie A, you can watch that. Anything going on in Spain? I don't believe so. Celta Vigo, Real Madrid on Saturday. Sociedad, Barcelona, I guess. Those are the games people
were watching. What about Atleti? What about your Atleti?
Alves, they play. So still in first place, still playing football. I don't know what that tactic was against Chelsea. I have no idea what they did in Champions League.
Come on.
It was gross.
Disappointing. You're going by Joao Felix, such a young talent. We play him like that. Let him lose. Let these guys play. Anyway, that's my thing. Yeah. Let them play.
It's a discipline system, but at some point you got to take the handbrake off and just let them go, right? So
let them play, especially with that talent.
Not sure what that was over two legs, but maybe more time to focus on winning the La Liga. So it's probably better for them.
There you go.
So guys, another jam-packed show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.